All right, there we go. Hey,
it's like when you're short, you know, at my jeans, I always have to roll up my jeans because
yeah,
even the petites.
Well, sometimes. I had to get a different sponge for the microphone because the other sponge was too baffly. It had too many holes.
Whatever. Look, if you heard it, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So we'll try this one.
Okay. I'm going to close the door. The dogs are not in here unless you see one near you.
Well, I don't care. Dogs can come in.
Well, yeah, but I don't need them bothering us in the middle.
No, we don't need that.
Whatever may happen here.
Yeah. I don't know.
This will be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
This is the
push the button. Let's see what the hell goes on.
This is the Long in the Boot podcast, the podcast coming to you from the heel of the boot of Southwest Louisiana. I am your host, G Long. Sitting across the way is Deb.
Hello, all.
Hello, Deb.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Are you doing okay?
I am. It's a glorious day.
It's beautiful.
It's one of those 2 days a year. Oh, the windows can all be open.
It's so nice.
It is. It's lovely. And in the country, there's no, everybody's quiet.
Yeah.
Nobody's making noise. Outside.
Nobody's.
The birds are singing.
It's very quiet outside.
It is very quiet. I love my neighborhood when it's like this.
Time out. I'm going to get a drink right off the bat.
Of water? Don't mislead these people. He is not drinking. I am.
No, but I felt I needed some.
Some liquid.
Moisture.
Yes, and I need a libation. And Bella says, you lie.
I told you they would bark.
That's because the windows are open and they hear the birds.
And everything else outside.
And they're agitated.
They're just going nuts.
Okay. But here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, yeah. You almost wanted to do a repeat.
It was almost a repeat.
And then I said, no, our community needs us.
Our community needs us.
We're sitting down and doing this. Besides, this is my date.
That's
right. This is my bi-monthly date.
Yes.
Our time when we're dedicated and devoted to each other.
I'm not happy with my microphone setup. Okay. Anyway.
Well, you're going to get that way.
Yeah, well, I'll make it work one way or another. What can I do?
Stay satisfied.
Yeah.
And find balance and remember maintenance.
Hey, you know what?
What?
If you want to reach the Long in the Boot podcast, can. All you got to do is email longintheboot@gmail.com. You can call and leave a message, of course, and I'll be more than happy to play it on the air.
But if it says that you're spam likely, you're not getting a thing.
Yeah, if you're calling and your name is spam likely, you're not getting through. Yeah. Anyway, that number is 502-9011.
You better start over.
337-502-9011.
Okay. Did the sparkle in my eye distract you?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's it. It's true. We never look each other in the eye until we sit down to do this.
That's not true.
You don't actually hold somebody's gaze through the course of a day.
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when we sit down to talk like this, we do.
That's true.
So, you get the real
anyway,
us.
We were considering playing a repeat today simply because there's so much stuff.
It's beautiful outside.
And it's so nice outside. We just wanted to not have to deal with this. But here we are.
But we're doing it anyway, just
we're
for you.
Do it. That's right.
All right. And a lot of things are going on. The world is full of chaos and Hamas, apparently.
And full of Hamas.
Full of Hamas. Acting like a dumb ass.
And we're not even going to talk about
it. No, we're not even going to talk about it.
What's the point? It hasn't resolved.
It's just more of the lunacy added to the pot of shit that has been stirred.
Yeah. It's global machinations.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
That's what you think. I like that.
I do.
Okay.
I don't think that I don't think anything happens anymore
that isn't well thought out, planned, and
it seems
for a particular outcome.
Or gaming.
Yeah.
maybe that's what's happening. Maybe we're just in
the middle of a matrix.
Yeah.
Well, we've done an episode about games and how it is part of the DNA of humans to play games. Even animals play games with each other.
Oh yeah.
So
and marketing
is it not an? It seems
what's
reasonable.
Marketing but gaming.
Yes.
I'm gonna roll.
The odds are, and the more I
I'm
learn,
gonna roll these dollars, these dice, and I'm going to see what comes up. And if it's something really good, then we'll make lots of money.
We'll just try.
Yeah.
Put it out there and see what
How
happens.
How can we increase our stock revenue?
Well, you know, first marketers needed to learn about the brain and the way humans work and think. And now we have so much more information about every individual. It's not just humans and their brains. It's how Debbie thinks and what Debbie's going to buy because
right.
we sent her this picture because yesterday in her house, she said, I think I need some new boots.
Ooh, new boots.
And then all of a sudden, I do need new boots, though. You saw them, Shugu or boots. We either Shugu or we buy boots.
Do you see, people?
All right.
Do you see what I put up with?
That's woman logic and woman thinking.
Is that like woman math?
Yes. I'm not doing that story yet. Did you want to go there now?
No, we don't have to.
Oh, okay. Because I do have it.
Well, we've talked about racial math.
Yes. But apparently math really is. It's
become a bone of contention for a lot of things.
For many things. But really, it's just human stupidness.
A lot of it is.
It's what the problem is.
I just read about a college. I forget the name of the college right now. But they've got classes in how to ethically deal with race while administering medicine and healthcare.
Oh, so it's like a bedside manner class?
It's basically
but
telling
it has,
people...
It's a woke bedside manner class.
For instance, in this class, and this is the one part of the article I read fully, was they want to get rid of the BMI, the body mass index.
Because
it doesn't take into account the natural heavier density of certain races.
Yeah. Well, just frames, just different. I've picked up kids before at the daycare and, you know, they look seemingly to be the same size and weight. And one just is just a chunk and feels heavier, has denser bones.
Well, some medical people are saying, well, it's still a good guide overall, because if you're below those numbers,
yeah, you're
no matter
healthier.
What race you are, you're healthier.
And then there are so many other cultural factors that figure into all of that.
Right.
And a lot, well, not just cultural, social.
That's what the class teaches.
Economics.
Like the fact that people can't get fresh foods and things like that. So there's a push against what they're calling racial medicine. Okay. But I think it's just a component.
I think it would happen naturally as people
I think it's just a component of the
mindset anyway.
Right now, but you never know because we're having games played on us all the time.
Well, I do believe that. But then the effect is exactly what they want, which is I don't believe anything because they tell me so much of everything. And then they contradict themselves.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And I think, at least for me anyway, I think that now you've got so many voices, so many more voices all competing for the same
your attention. I'm sitting looking at my screen and watching all these little videos and ads pop up that weren't there just a second ago trying to distract me from something I actually was trying to read. But in between every paragraph, there's a new picture, a new ad.
It's Dave Chappelle's internet.
He knew what was coming.
It is like a mall now that attacks you as you walk
through.
Hey,
Dave, come here.
Come here, man.
You want this, don't you? I saw you looking at that lawnmower. I knew you were eyeing it.
I saw you were. Yeah.
Oh, look, Dave.
You walk past
there's a blonde. I knew you liked those.
Yeah, yeah. Or you walk past Victoria's Secret and then, hey, Dave, we noticed you were looking at women in lingerie the other day on your computer.
Here you are. Come inside. Touch it.
Come inside.
It's just, it's compelling you all the time.
Right.
All right. So, do we separate from that? Because there's no end to that. I mean, that's just the greed of man. And you think it's universal now.
Well, I do. And I don't think we can get away from it.
I don't either.
They're going to find ways to advertise to us. But my issue isn't necessarily, most of the time, you know, they're marketing.
Yeah, we're aware of it.
You.
And that's always what we've said is just be aware and know it's happening.
Yeah. As a capitalist, I'm okay with that.
So then you're leaving it buyer beware. It's on us.
It should be. But the problem is we're producing people that have now been conditioned.
Oh, better living through pharmaceuticals?
No, through the internet.
We're just seeing
society. The reason society is changing, the number one reason society is changing as rapidly as it's changing,
is technology.
Is the internet.
Yeah.
Period.
Technology.
Just the internet.
Well, and that's the point we were making about everything else, is it's competing for your time. And then here's my first story I actually saved had to do with the amount of time that fathers and mothers spend on their phones during the course of a day, nearly 5 hours a day on their electronic devices. That's 5 hours you're not spending with your kids. We're complaining about children being on their phones all the time, being on devices. But if the entire family is consumed with the digital world, then how do we break away? Same as the advertising, you recognize it, so you don't do it?
I think... Well, man, it's hard. It really is. When you start getting into it, it's really hard to figure out because, well, I'm starting more and more. And the problem is I'm running into in my brain, well, you're just being a curmudgeon and you're old.
Well, I know, because I grew up saying that about older people.
Because this will shock people. I'm 40 years old. And
shut up, liar. I just saw one of our students was celebrating his 30th birthday. And I was just like,
that's so sweet.
Aw. So
anyway, as a 60-year-old, I'm starting to worry that when I think of something, but technology, I love it. There's no question.
We're using it
right now.
Yeah.
And when I play my video games, I use technology. Oh, and I was an early adopter of video games. It couldn't get earlier. I know I helped a friend burn Pong into their TV screen.
Oh, I'm sure. And I was there with you too. That was one of those games that we spent hours doing.
And
mindless.
And if I had the money that I dropped into video arcade games when I was in my video arcade game playing days and had invested that in literally something that paid 2%, yeah, I'd probably be mega wealthy.
Rich now.
Because I drop a lot of
quarters. But they count on that. That's the whole, those are the some of the early days of the technology.
Well, that's marketers figuring out how to use marketing, because video games are nothing but marketing.
Well, see, look, okay, here. The survey conducted about the digital age with parents, right? More than half of U.S. parents, 60%, are seeking ways to escape technology and reconnect with their kids on a meaningful level. Well, you know what I see what I understand when I read that? That's people waiting to make money off those 60% of parents.
Correct.
How can we draw them out and get them to go experience life and not be on their phones? But most of them are taking pictures of those experiences because I'm looking
and
at
that
them.
Tracks your location. And that
tells
helps
everybody
marketing.
Else where you are. So even that to me is
everything
I'm questioning.
Everything is marketing.
Yes.
Everything is marketing.
You know, I feel like we've repeated this record before, dear.
We have. But it's crazy because I think the problem is that all these different things that are happening, it's incrementalism to get us ready for this weird future that is coming.
Oh, the global reset.
That I won't have to deal with.
We've been talking about, they've been talking about. We didn't bring this up. I mean, as soon as I heard the words global reset, I knew that was it. That's what this is about.
Because we had an extra day off, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Now, we've been busy on
we've
these.
We've been busy.
We have been doing adult responsibility things, maintenance.
Yes.
Maintenance.
Life maintenance.
Yes. And getting ourselves ready for retirement.
Oh, trying.
In a roundabout way.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I would like to have one day off before I actually die. Just one day where
one
I am
day
not committed.
Where you know I don't have to go to work in a day or two or even
right.
in 5 days. Or
that's not ahead of me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. For that, we need universal.
I want change.
We need universal
change.
Income.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, but
I'm 60, so I should be satisfied.
Well, being happy is really a modern concept. I mean, you know, in the Middle Ages, they weren't contemplating their happiness.
Well, we don't know that, though, do we?
Well, satisfaction. No, I think they were just exhausted at the end of their day.
Right. But then what went through people's heads?
Yeah.
Well, at that time?
I still think people have always been people.
Did they not have an inner voice? Okay. And what did their inner voice talk
about? Were they more
about?
Suspicious of it, or did they allow it to happen?
Or was it just.
No, it would have been God.
Or was it conditional? When they have their inner voice, we all have it.
Yes, we do have a narrative.
Most of us don't do what the inner voice tells us to do often, but occasionally our inner voice wins.
Well, we make memes. We create memes and we put them on the
internet. Well, not only that, but your inner voice wins when you make a decision that you know. You have it in your head. You're paying some stupid amount of money for something you absolutely don't need. but you really want it. And your inner voice is giving you all these reasons, and it overwhelms the other voice, which is you, going, you know,
and you just right. get that card out and you just slide it. And
you go, you know what, inner voice, you're right. I do deserve this.
Yeah.
And you run that knowing full well. So you feel bad, but you're okay. So
in the Middle Ages, you know what? Okay, go ahead.
In the Middle Ages, here's Bob Middle Ages guy. He's plowing. That's what he's doing. He's running
his wife.
No, he's plowing. Oh, boo. This is a children's show. Stop it.
It better not be.
Anyway, so he's behind this wooden plow that sucks, and he's doing the exact same thing.
I could do it again.
He's doing the exact same thing that he's done day in and day out.
Sure.
Year after year. Okay.
All right.
What's going through his head? Because, like, we're out working and we have...
Well, I think his plowing might have been a dangerous kind of job. He might have been acutely aware of his surroundings, the ground,
well,
the
equipment. Well, no, where he was doing it, though, for the most part, is just drudgery.
You on his...
Okay. It was drudgery.
Maybe it was active meditation.
What I'm saying is, today, when we're driving around,
yes,
okay, we're operating a car.
Yes.
So we have that.
Heavy machinery.
He's got a plow. He has that.
Heavy machinery.
But in our heads, we're going... Man, I still got to go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning my trip.
What was that deal that Sandy said on Facebook? What was that all about?
Oh, and I like that song.
Yeah, on and on and on.
Yes.
Middle Ages guys.
They didn't have those things.
So then what did their voice talk about?
Look at that clod of dirt. I wonder if there's a rock in it.
Yes.
Yes.
It would have been like, man, the mud is really brown this year.
Well, but those things might have been meaningful to them.
Okay.
Well, or if you're questioning what their thought processes were.
I sure hope Sir Richard doesn't actually come down here and
have sex
with my wife again, because I can't do anything about it.
What we're saying is that there's just no control. You know what I hear when I slide that credit card in for something I know
barking?
I don't need? Yeah, Bella says, stop doing it, Mom. I hear, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm treating myself much less now because I'm being more practical about where we're going, because it's all about balance.
Yes.
Those two words, balance and maintenance, are consistent through my life.
Okay. Balance and maintenance.
And anytime you feel like you're going to be at extreme, then think about that. I'm out of balance, right? I'm working too much. I'm not getting enough downtime. I'm on the computer too much. I'm not getting some outside time. Where is my balance?
I see.
So.
And you're trying to always.
Always. Yeah. Tiptoe between that. Yes. And then maintaining everything that you purchase, because the more you buy, the more you have, the more you must care for.
So you're saying more stuff, more problems.
More problems. Yes.
I absolutely 100% agree with that.
So maybe that's why experiences are better than stuff. And besides, you still have the concept of somebody having to come and clean out your shit and taking it to a flea market or whatever.
Yeah,
after
nobody
you're
wants
gone.
That.
And nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to
no.
do that.
No. Did you have a... I
Man,
didn't
I
know,
got so much
I
stuff.
Know, but do you want to do
really
any
serious,
political?
Though.
We're not doing that.
Well, it's not had to be really serious. How about... let's do a Louisiana story.
All right. I had two, but I'm not going to do mine. I'm saving them for the death episode.
Well, let's talk about... Kaylee Timonette.
Where's Kaylee from?
Well, she's actually, I don't know exactly where she's from, but we'll say she goes to Walker High School.
In Louisiana.
In Louisiana. All so right. I assume in Walker, Louisiana.
Okay.
Well, she's gotten in trouble. 3 days after she went to a party and danced with her friends. She's 17, by the
okay.
way. She was laughing and dancing with her friends at a party after the Walker High School homecoming.
Okay.
Okay.
As all teens do.
Mm-hmm. But 3 days later, now this is not a high school sponsored party.
Okay. This was a home.
This is not anything to do with the school.
Friend, family.
This isn't like the homecoming dance.
Okay.
But 3 days later, Jason St. Pierre, the public school's principal, stripped the girl of her title as student government president and revoked his help in obtaining college scholarships.
He wouldn't even write a letter for her?
Saying her video was inappropriate.
Okay, well, what did she do in her video?
She says St. Pierre told her daughter that she wasn't living in the Lord's way.
But what did she specifically do that was not the Lord's way?
She wasn't living.
No, there has to be some sort of like parameters, because if you just are going to do that to a teen who's dancing at a party, maybe intoxicated, then you're just the whole damn country.
The school was inundated with memes, almost all of them having to do with the movie Footloose.
I told you it'd be a meme.
Some have made T-shirts now that they're wearing around town that say, "Let the girl dance."
Yeah. So and that's it. She danced.
She was doing
suggestively.
She was with her friends and they were all twerking.
Okay.
That's common. Hey,
you know what? Hang on. Did she have panties on?
Yes.
Then you know what? If everything was covered.
Just... she was covered.
Okay. No booty hole.
Her mom, Rachel, said, "You know, I was very upset about how the situation was handled. I don't think anybody should be speaking about faith to my or in any form. They don't know my beliefs and it is a public school."
And what about all the others? Okay, they weren't all students in the video, I guess.
It said, "We've been having after parties for years after homecoming and after prom. It's a place for kids to have fun and dance. I was physically there with other parents."
Oh, the mom. The mom. Yeah.
"The hired DJ took a 15-second video of Kaylee Timonette dancing with her friends and later posted it on social media."
Because she thought nothing of it.
The hired DJ.
Yeah.
Did a business. It's what you do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Rachel Timonette said she and Kaylee saw the video before it was posted. And
didn't think anything of it.
Said, "Okay, cool." She's been a dancer since she was 2 years old. She does hip-hop. She dances for Disney. She dances in New York City, and she's even danced at school.
Oh, well, then don't worry about this guy.
In performances like that.
Now, she doesn't deserve to have her title removed.
St. Pierre had recommended Kaylee for 2 scholarships.
And he changed his mind.
This is a principal. This is an educator.
Well,
but there was still paperwork to fill out, the mom says. So when Kaylee was called into the office, she assumed that was why. Instead, St. Pierre and Kelly Becknell, a teacher, told her they were removing her from student government and would no longer recommend her for scholarships.
Wow.
They didn't want her representing Walker High School is what they told her.
Oh, man.
The mom says she was totally shocked.
This is a public school, though, right?
He told her, yes.
Okay.
He told her she wasn't living in the Lord's way and questioned who her friends were in the video and if they followed the Lord's way.
Oh, so he's trying to recruit.
The little girl said she didn't know how to answer that. And both of them said, "It's a simple yes or no question.
Who are your friends in the video?"
Now she's crying at this point.
Well, yeah, yes. She's upset. This is an attack.
Did her friends in the video follow the Lord?
Yeah, like how does she supposed to?
That's a simple yes, no question. But the first question, was, who are your friends and do they follow the Lord? You have to answer the first part first.
Yes, and it's not a yes or no.
And it's not her business to know.
Wow. Okay. So you got thoughts on this?
Wait.
No, it gets better.
We're not done.
Oh, no.
Rachel Timonette said St. Pierre printed out Bible verses and highlighted sections.
So it turned into
most devastating to Kaylee. He told her she was no longer eligible for Student of the Year. Rachel said, "My daughter's worked towards that her entire life. She really felt she didn't think anything was wrong in the video, but at this point, she really feels like she feels down.
She was
like
betrayed.
A complete failure."
Yeah.
So mom calls St. Pierre.
I would think so. Mom and the local media would be in St. Pierre's office.
She said, "It's just not right. It's out of line. She was not on Walker High School property, not in any Walker High School gear, on her own free time at a private event."
So now your student is going to be a representative of their school 24/7.
Apparently so. She said St. Pierre told her they share a difference of opinion, and because it's his school, he gets to decide what's appropriate.
Oh, well, I would hope that there is going to be some sort
of... She sent a follow-up email. "The fact that this went on after school should not have been addressed by you at all. You do have the right to remove anyone from your clubs, but to talk to them and have them crying for 2 hours is not okay."
No, that's interrogation.
The community has gone off. They're mad.
I would hope so.
And
otherwise, I might have to move.
No doubt.
If they were supporting him, I might have to leave.
It's pretty sad.
That is just so across any line and the media is, in these cases, this is where social media and television and all internet can help.
Yes. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
But at the end, she's still the scholarship deadlines.
Yeah, have passed.
Passed.
Well, she could have had somebody else write them.
He deprived her of money.
Money for college.
And of course.
I see a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think a lawsuit has to happen.
Yeah.
I would hope.
It's discrimination.
It is discrimination.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
So there you go. That's a lovely
Louisiana story. And public. You know, if it had been a private school, every bit of that, you'd have to kind of go, but no, public school, no, there's nothing.
I have another
unclear about that
public school story.
I don't want to do school anymore.
Oh, can we do one more?
Why?
Because these people
because you want to just trash education?
No, because these people, this is trashing stupidity.
Well,
Conroe, up in Conroe, some parents got
Texas. Okay.
A school board, they put up a poster that had, basically a bunch of hands. All you can see is like forearms and hands.
Of multiple colors?
Correct. Yeah, and it's in that shape.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like the fireman's chair.
Well, there's this new group called Mama Bears Rising.
Okay.
And their goal is to, you know, fix
education. Make us all, to fix education. Okay.
A parent said that a child was traumatized by a poster showing different colored children holding hands. And had to switch classrooms.
Wait a minute. Why was the child traumatized by that image?
You know, that's the strangest part of the story.
That makes I would go want to ask the parents, what have you shown your child that makes him think this is scary?
And apparently they think it's critical race theory.
Say what?
Yes.
And we've already established the definition of that is not what people think.
They say that it depicts an ideology.
That we can all get along? Well, if there is a segment of society that is against us all getting along, then we're all just screwed. It doesn't matter. None of what we do, I guess. Good Lord.
The trustee, as they're calling her, a trustee of the school.
It sounds like that's a prison term.
From Mama Bears Rising.
That's a prison term.
Said if she personally, they asked her if she personally objected to an illustration of cross-racial friendship. When they asked why, she said, well, we're just trying to avoid situations like that.
So you can't be, what's the demographic of the school?
It's Conroe.
Oh, of the whole town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's mixed.
No, but it's going to be predominantly white.
But they see black people.
They know they exist.
Good.
And that's okay. Fine, as long as they know their place.
Well, this is a sadness I didn't expect.
It is weird.
But what, and that we have to have that term cross-racial friendship as,
yeah.
There's no reason to put a label on that unless it's a negative or indicating a negative because friendship.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah. I heard something the other day. It was a Donald Trump piece where he talked about immigrants coming up here and committing crimes. And in one, I'm going to have to find it, but I think he says dirtying our blood or something along those lines. And I'm like, well, that's Hitler-esque.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll have to find it. So this was in Conroe, and but it's really more about,
it's more revealing groups. About these groups and where, I'd like to know what percentage they are. Like how many parents actually are a part of the population that agree with this?
Well, they have a lot of far right radicalism in their group.
Okay.
You know,
it doesn't indicate at any point how big the group is, how many members, is it truly organized, or is it just this Karen leading? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to indicate she might be a Karen. That's mean of me. I don't want to be mean.
For instance, the woman who, during her speech, she said that some member of their group was caught quoting Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
And then she went before a crowd of women cheering for this Moms for Liberty group. And she goes, I stand with that mom. She actually points out that the mom was accused of saying Hitler-like
things.
And she said, I stand with that mom. And
so she joined in. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, it can happen.
I wonder if they... Well, I guess they're using the media. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are my last two stories.
What do you have there?
Media information that gets out of hand.
There's so much.
Yeah. You know, that turns viral and people feel like they have to talk about it. One current hot topic on debate in the social media world and the podcast world, apparently relationship podcasts.
Yes.
I didn't know. I don't actively go out and look for podcasts. Even as a podcaster,
I do, but they have to be funny.
They have to be funny or
history based.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not like looking for relationship help on the podcast.
I'm not
listening
to true crime mysteries.
No.
I'm not listening to women talk about their problems.
Okay.
I'm not listening to trans people.
I'm probably not even listening to a gardening podcast.
But I think it might be funny, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. If it's informative,
I like the movie based ones. I like,
but those are funny.
Those are
the
funny.
Ones that I listen to that are about movies are actually about criticizing them and making fun of them in a
snarky American way.
Yes.
Because that's how we are as humans.
That is how we are.
Height preferences in the dating world. Apparently it's a hot topic.
Okay.
Did you know that?
That's a store.
Yes, it is. And of course it is. Everything's a store. Many seem focused on the women who claim that they will only date men who are 6 feet and above.
Good for them.
And men have been speaking out and questioning
tiny little men.
Short little men want to know why women want to be with above average height men. Especially women who are average themselves or below.
Yeah.
So why do tiny women want big men?
I don't know. Is there a component?
I'm sure there's a DNA. There's a genetics to that, I would think. In some way, yeah. Crazy amount of votes. Man claims to be 6'3", shared a text exchange that he had with a 5'1" woman who became enraged. She didn't fit his height preference or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
why do some men want a woman with a big butt?
Well, I know it's a preference, and you're allowed to have a preference. I don't know why it had to turn into some sort of viral fight.
But I would think that there'd be women out there like big women who like little men.
Yes.
I'm sure. Well, you just got to go find them.
You know, so the scientist had to jump in because, you know.
We got to make it legit. They got to get their grants from somewhere.
Yes. Evolutionary, biological, you know, social reasons, all those things.
Yeah.
Play into it. A behavioral therapist says that distinguishing between nature and nurture is extremely difficult in these areas. So we don't really know for sure what is more biological versus what is more of a societal influence. So in society, a taller man is more attractive.
For some
they
people.
Perpetuate that? Is that where they're?
I don't know.
It's linked to health. You know, he must be more healthy because he looks so.
It could be unconscious bias. I mean, just.
Well, yeah.
And we have that for everything.
Well, you pick somebody who you think is going to be a good provider, who's going to defend your family,
but
take care of
stop?
You.
I mean, we're talking about people here. So you've got a large population and I think you can just make this poll work anytime you want to.
Oh, sure. Well, actually, I've seen this story in many, you know, drag this shit up every year.
Do you know how many women like a man with 3 nipples?
Hey, well, we knew a man with 3 nipples.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Corpus. Yeah. Right under his arm. It was just down under
his
armpit.
Weirdest thing ever.
3rd nipple. Yep. And he just like whipped it out.
Yeah.
Joe, you don't have a 3rd. Here it is. He just showed
it. Here it is.
Yeah.
I guess
people with 3rd nipples
I had like webbed fingers or webbed toes,
you'd show
I'd
it.
Show everybody.
You take your shoes
you
off
kidding?
All the time. You wear slippers all the time.
Yeah,
just little clogs.
It's so funny. We can't do that with moles, though. It's like, check out this mole.
That's not cool. It's a nipple.
It looks like a nipple.
No, we don't do that.
When you get older, you get lots of.
But
nipples.
You know what? Could society go there in the future where those oddities are things that you show?
Maybe so.
Like, you know, like Morgan Freeman proudly wears his little skin tags.
Well, why couldn't we put the chips in the moles? I mean, they clearly have a blood supply.
Huh. You mean the ones that are going to make us think
do whatever
and that'll be our skill?
Well, yeah.
You could have a chip for each skill. But then would we be one skill or would we be multidimensional personalities?
It depends on how many immigrants we can roll in here.
I have
a lot to talk about with that.
I know, but we don't have that kind of time.
Well, this rabbit hole was so vast.
Do you want to sum it up with the conspiracy theory?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, tell us the conspiracy theory and we'll go out on that.
Well, already?
Is it time? It feels like it's time.
No, it's not. No. First, hey kids, talking about wasting government money.
Mm.
During 20 to 22, which you might recall as the pandemic time, the government spent $3.3 billion on office furniture.
But there were no employees in office at that time. We were all speculating that they'd never return to office buildings. And what was all this open real estate going to be?
And get this. They only use 23% of the office space they lease.
Oh, dear God.
And that was empty.
And we can't cut that waste?
$3.3 billion.
We bitch and we send money to Ukraine, and now we're going to have to help Israel. We can't have two wars and not be actually involved in two wars.
Well, it's just
we're just financially supporting them. But don't you let those student loan kids have any money, you bastard.
I know.
That's my money. Fucker, your money's going to Ukraine.
Well, in fact.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I became enraged.
I saw that. It was scary.
You've only seen me.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my God. You didn't do that.
And it's true. I mean,
yes, it is true. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's become crazy. And so we do need crazy pills, but actually we need it as a therapeutic.
Well, we can't even get ADHD medicine. It's getting really bad.
Well, that was the problem with the immigration thing, which I can some. Oh,
they're taking our medicines.
Oh, wait, we can't talk about this story. We're going to save that for our story. In 2 weeks, we'll be talking about death. So you want to tune in for that.
Yeah, our Halloween episode.
The hilarity of death.
Everything surrounding death. The past, the present, and the future.
Death. Death and nothing but death. Oh, man.
What a sweet relief.
Sweet release.
It would be the relief of all this pandemic /
Yeah.
Global reset that we're all involved in.
Oh, we are absolutely involved.
Okay, do it. There's your segue. I gave it to you.
Well, thank you. Well, I won't go into it fully because there's more to research.
Just the tip.
But immigration, you might have noticed recently
we got
a problem with immigration, illegal immigration. Or as we like to say now, migrants.
Some people don't feel like it's a problem.
The media, you'll notice if you watch, they're changing it. They're not talking about illegal immigrants anymore.
No, they have changed the language to shift the dialogue.
Once they make it to a location, they are unhoused migrants.
Yes, then they become homeless foreigners.
They're not homeless. They're unhomed.
Just like the streets of San Francisco's population and Seattle and
Chicago
and That's a real indicator of a serious problem in a country.
Well, Chicago is a perfect example.
Okay, so we'll take the.
I'm going to do this.
Native unhomed, and then the foreign unhomed.
Wait, just Chicago.
Okay.
We know a lot of them are going to New York, but Chicago's been getting the same kinds of numbers of immigrants.
They're
as
just
well
not griping
and having to deal with it.
Okay.
They're just busing them from the border.
All right.
Before I get to the border, though.
Which
in
border?
Chicago, the American southern border. Canadians,
okay.
They're free to come and go. Anyway.
For now.
But we got our eye on
we
you.
We have our eye on you.
You psychos.
Canucks.
Yeah, that's right. And Kanganistan. Anyway, so in Chicago, they got such a problem with migrants. They've been housing them at the airport. They've been doing all kinds of things.
All those office buildings they
all
don't use.
All those office buildings, yeah. Well,
yes.
Here's the thing. Okay. The Loop used to be the big business area of Chicago. Well, a lot of those buildings are empty now. But some of those areas within the Loop are basically neighborhoods that have had abandonment issues with businesses relocating to other areas. Right?
Oh, okay.
Other whiter areas. And now they
everybody knew that.
Now they want to put migrants in Amundsen Park in Chicago, which is a big giant community center where they've been working with kids, trying to get kids to focus on basketball and whatever else rather than gang banging.
Do something else. Well, you know, distraction and an actual task helps.
And the city has decided that they're going to house all these migrants at Amundsen Park and take away their basketball courts and all that stuff that they had for local residents to do. But these folks actually have a point.
We were going to have a shelter at this particular location.
Well, they sound happy. You work for us.
tell my students that all the time when we talk about politics.
Yeah. So they get it.
Yeah.
They see what's happening.
Well, that needs to be the movement, doesn't it?
Well, that's where I started, though. And then I got into this thing about this plan. Okay, so the UN, and now this is not a conspiracy theory because they've done it.
Okay, so you're saying this is legit. It's not just an idea, hypothetical, that somebody threw out.
Absolutely not. Okay. This goes along with what the UN calls their SDG, Sustainable Development Goals for the Future, which they say has to happen by 2030. All right.
Okay, that's not far.
Well, it's 7 years from now.
That's not far.
We can do the math.
Yeah.
Their big thing is to basically enable migration. That's in
actively moving groups in order to have what's the end means that they're coming to? What's the justification?
Well, the International Office of Migration is within the UN.
UN, okay.
So they made this
charter. So globally, yes.
In the charter, they say freedom of movement for all peoples for all these different reasons.
It's part of liberty.
Especially climate change.
Oh, you have to move because the weather is driving you to a new location.
That's one of the things. But there's this woman that they put in charge of this year. She's got a 5-year term coming up as the 11th Director General of the International Organization for Migration. And she worked for the Hillary Clinton group. She worked for the Obama administration. She's one of these movers and shakers. She's been around for a while.
She's making things happen in the world.
Amy Pope. And Pope.
Like the president Pope?
No, like the Catholic one.
Oh, like a Pope. Okay, I got you.
Pope.
I was trying to watch your mouth, but
Pope.
You got a pop.
Anyway, she's been promoting this idea that we have to work with these people because they're going to move no matter what. And we can't stop them kind of attitude.
Yeah, but apparently somebody's pushing.
Well, there are groups pushing. And this is where I got into NGOs, non-governmental organizations. These are the people who are actually making this happen. But the problem is they're using our tax dollars to do it.
Well, it's there.
Right.
And it's accessible because the government apparently just freely gives it
doesn't
to,
enforce the law.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it
is. Well, that's the thing. We have immigration laws.
We have laws.
That if followed, we wouldn't have the situation we
have.
Well,
a story came out this week. I think it was this week. Might have been last week. I can't even remember. But anyway, so they've discovered that these ships that are operating in the Mediterranean, okay, they have a law in the EU. You can't help migrants get to Europe. Like if you go out and pick them up in your pleasure craft, you pick up a couple
your
migrants
pleasure craft.
And bring them up to
I
Europe.
Want a pleasure craft.
You're violating the law. Right.
Okay.
If you have 30 immigrants on a boat and you bring them,
yeah, then
you're violating
you're
the law.
You're a what is it? A wolf?
And they made the law so you couldn't aid and abet.
Oh,
them.
A coyote.
Yeah,
that's
in a way.
The term.
Even though the Italian Coast Guard did not stop any of this stuff, but
okay.
they made a loophole that says private shipmasters and non-governmental organizations who assist in sea rescues in the Mediterranean Sea should not risk punishment for providing assistance. So they've got all these pictures of them doing these sea rescues, and these people are all dressed nice.
Oh.
They don't look like
they're
in
tatters.
Been
on the road for weeks and sleeping in the dirt.
And crossing a dangerous ocean.
Yeah, because when you see them on TV, there's so many. They're just thousands of people.
And so I started looking at the videos at the border in the United States, and it's the same thing. It's not. Look, if you walked from Venezuela to America.
Well, see, those are the questions I've had. It just makes no sense.
They're not wrecked.
No, and they have cell phones. That means they're charging somewhere.
They were assisted.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not. And they keep telling us that it's, you know, these horrible coyotes. I'm sure there's some bad people operating.
Well, mixed in. But why wouldn't you join in the madness? I mean,
well, that's where the NGOs come in. NGOs look like charities. We all think of certain charities. Most of them are NGOs, mm-hmm. but they get government money through grants.
Yeah.
And now they get a lot of money from people.
Donations.
Or investment groups that help them write that off, of course, because.
All right.
So in America, we there's this group. It's called welcome.us. Welcome.
Oh, it's the bringing you into the country welcome committee.
Yeah, yeah. But so recently, you might have heard that in New York, suddenly all these Venezuelan immigrants, they're going to have jobs. They're just all of a sudden there's all these jobs. It's a
what kind of
turning now to the migrant crisis. Governor Hochul announcing more than 18,000 job openings with nearly 400 employers who are open to hiring migrants.
All right, Fox 5's Chris Welch joins us now in studio. And Chris, how does the state plan to connect migrants to these companies?
Well, Steve and Teresa, they're actually going to open up a web-based portal starting tomorrow on the state's Department of Labor website. Now, the governor says this means that more than 40,000 Venezuelan migrants who've come to New York will soon be able to hold the job. And she says companies are lining up to hire them.
Okay, so if you're from Mexico, F you, buddy. You got to be from Venezuela.
But if you're from Venezuela, you're getting a job. Thereby, they're going to then get a place to live. They're going to give them
jobs.
Jobs.
They're going to get jobs.
But what about our homeless? What about the domestic homeless?
Hey, man. You're crazy talking like that.
In the words of Governor Kathy Hochul,
this is a big deal. This is a big deal.
This being the fact that on Tuesday, migrants from Venezuela who arrived prior to July 31st will be able to apply for temporary protected status. Hochul estimates that 40% of the nearly 120,000 migrants who've come to New York are from Venezuela. She says they'll now be able to apply for work through a portal on an app.
And luckily for me, because I tested it out, the app is simple. It's not cumbersome.
Nearly.
How do they have a phone? Remember, well, these are suffering immigrants.
That was what I've been saying.
400 companies across the state have already stepped up, offering 18,000 jobs, nearly a quarter of them in the restaurant industry. Hot Fred Kitchen is one such company. They provide culinary training and help place individuals in the food service industry.
The New York City food industry needs the talent, grit, and creativity of the migrants coming to New York.
Okay,
so
the Hot Bread Kitchen is a nonprofit. They get money and grants from all these different groups, mm-hmm. including our government, through grants. But okay, so now that I've told you that, Hot Bread Kitchen trains people to go work mostly in the restaurant
in
field,
the service industry.
Service industry. So, is it possible that these very, very, very rich people are actually encouraging immigration so that they can depress the wages in the country because they're going to be
able to hire. Because they don't want to pay service industry employees
because
now a living wage.
Service industry people are getting a living wage. We can't have that.
Well, no.
So this group, again, called Welcome U.S.,
But they pushed the line of where a living wage is by increasing the cost of every single thing we have.
Yep. And here's the CEO council. I'm not going to tell you their names. I'm just going to name the companies that they work for that are on the CEO council.
Okay.
Of this
Bella,
group.
Stop.
How about Google? Heard of them? How about Adobe? AIG? Advent International, a private equity company. Airbnb? Amazon? American Express?
You're in the A's.
Apple.
You're still in the A's.
Bank of America.
Oh, there.
Blackstone. The Chubb Group. I just wanted to say Chubb.
Okay.
Comcast, Universal. I'll just keep going.
No, you don't need to.
The Gap.
We all get the deceit.
Goldman Sachs. Pfizer. Hello. Microsoft. Shocking. T-Mobile. Walmart.
Well, you know what? Maybe
Walmart.
Maybe if we can get all these immigrants working, then the rest of the people can get their pills.
Well, I don't have a problem with them making a system to where people can come from another place and we know who they are and we're
confident. And they're legitimately in the system.
But
yeah,
these
system.
NGOs, and many of these NGOs are like the Catholic Charities of whatever. It's a good group, mm-hmm. but they also facilitate moving people to other places.
Okay, so.
And they get government money to do it. So, in effect, government leaders are saying, we are trying to stop this immigration. We're trying to get a handle on it. Meanwhile, our government is giving billions of dollars away.
Behind the scenes.
What was the one? $1.4 billion for NGOs to facilitate
immigration. Migration.
Because we don't consider them coming across the border illegally. We're talking about them
we're going to the next step where we have to now integrate them into our society.
And I won't do the story about all the kids that they have found in factories across America working full-time jobs when they should be in school. They're 14, 15, 16
years old. Well, how does our school system handle all of these millions of migrants?
I don't have an answer for that, but I do have an answer for employing children. That company should be shut down.
Oh, but then you put everybody out of work. You can't let that happen.
We can't let that money go.
No.
So, again, hypocrisy. The thing I hate the most in all of creation.
But it's a planned system.
Let me say this again.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's not hard to find this stuff out.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And so basically, all the people who are saying they're running on a strong immigration
and
policy.
Biden goes down to the wall and build that wall. I don't like it. I don't think it'll work, but now, build it. So now all that damn money on the wall when they know that it's going to happen anyway.
But when people go, well, what was the swamp that Trump was trying to do? This is an example.
This is the swamp.
This was an arm of the overall swamp. What he was pointing out.
So if he had built a wall and stopped.
Well, the wall wouldn't have worked.
But you would have. It's a two-prong approach. You have to build the wall, and then you have to stop the migrant control.
You have to dry up.
You have to stop them from controlling migration of cheap labor.
Well, you have to dry up the money from the NGOs.
Yes.
Of which.
The government is giving it to
them. There are millions of them. And some of them you've heard of. I mean, there's. You know, some of these companies are
well-known.
Okay, Save the Children is the biggest NGO in the world.
Saving them for a better job.
Doctors Without Borders, that's another NGO. And I'm not saying these people are helping move people
do
around.
That, but
World Vision, it's a Christian humanitarian organization.
So what you're saying is
they're
funneling money through those organizations?
Yes.
And those organizations then spread that money out to other groups.
Yes, under the UN, under the guise of reaching this goal that I talked about just a little while ago, SDG, the Sustainable Development Goals. And by the way, that also includes all electric in America, not China for some reason.
So I wonder when they gamed this out. When did they really think about it?
Of course, George Soros is a big...
You know, I mean, when did they play this game to see how that would work? During the 2020 chaos?
No, the SDG summit happened in September, actually. Oh, this is brand new.
This is new. You know what? If you think about the Great Migration.
So it wasn't like they said, we have to have this done by 2030, 20 years
but
ago.
The book about the Great Migration has been fairly hot in the last few years. And The Warmth of Other Suns and the idea that because you had black migration, but it wasn't controlled. But it was millions of people dispersed. So it changed the makeup of our country.
Yes.
But it wasn't controlled, and they didn't know it till after it happened. But then looking back on it, they can see the effects of the Great Migration from the South when the blacks fled up to the North, the Midwest.
But there was a difference.
Now they know they can control that.
They have to.
So that would spark somebody's thought process.
But they're not controlling it. They're not controlling it properly for
sure. Well, no, because it's too big of a task.
I mean, look, suddenly New York can just tell every Venezuelan that's there, hey, you can actually go get a job legally now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if
you're coming,
then why didn't you just do that for everybody in New York? Why are you specifically saying Venezuelans? Was there some money attached to this?
Through the country, because you're going to say then, oh, Venezuelan people are better workers than Mexicans.
By the way, one of the most noteworthy speakers at the SDG summit was famed expert on all things Bill Gates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he is an expert because he's got the cash.
He's got the land.
He's got the land. He's got the food producing land.
Oh, that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is. Workers for Bill Gates. Come on in.
Oh, welcome.
But that's kind of my point about the companies.
Calm down, Bill.
All these companies need low wages so they can continue paying the guys at the top the millions and billions and billions of dollars. So how do you do that? Well, you get the taxpayers to actually fund it. We are funding the loss of illegal immigration.
Yes. Which is really what people, since the 70s, when I first understood that people were against Mexicans coming across the border, they're going to steal our jobs, they're taking our jobs.
And the scariest thing is, no election will change this. That's what Donald Trump learned.
Mm-hmm.
This is so deep.
It's not the president.
The money strings
it happens no matter who's
so
in charge.
So many tentacles that you'll never get rid of these people because there are so many steps in between these people, and they're all interlocked, and they're all against you.
And they're not going to let their funding stop. It's a hydra.
They're cockroaches. It's a hydra, but with way more arms and heads.
Tentacles.
Yeah. So there
you go. Well, there. Woo. I thought we were trying to stick to
there.
All right. More to think about? What have we learned?
I've learned that when I dove down this rabbit hole, it seems to be endless. Because on the one hand,
like you said, a tentacle, though, of a bigger plan.
I want people to be able to improve their life.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we can't just throw away everything and not. We can't have laws that are meaningless.
Okay. Well, really, what they're doing is just creating like a caste system in the U.S. And now we've imported the lowest level.
We have corporate feudalism.
Yes.
That's what's coming. Corporate feudalism.
I agree.
There you go.
All right.
Put it in the book.
Move to the country, folks. plant your farm. Raise your chickens. Raise your bunnies.
Into the country.
Yeah. I don't know why. Bella is now sitting in my lap. She came in about 10 minutes ago and insisted on getting in my lap.
Yeah, I see that.
She seems calm now.
Yep.
But she was very agitated.
Going up the country. Come so, if you want to go.
She may need to go potty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So did we do an episode then?
Yeah, I guess we did.
All right. It does feel like an hour.
No, it's pretty close.
All right.
Close enough.
Well, I enjoyed our time.
Close enough for government work, because God knows those people can't find their butt with both hands.
I want to give you a quote.
Ooh.
Not my normal sign off about what I want for everybody every day. But
you're not going to say those words?
I will. But I want to do this first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Eleanor Roosevelt said, freedom makes a huge requirement of every human being. With freedom comes responsibility. For the person who is unwilling to grow up, the person who does not want to carry his own weight, this is a frightening prospect. American citizens got to carry some weight. You're going to have to go vote. And voting happens next Saturday.
That's right.
Yes.
And young people need to make a difference.
Yes. And not a corrupted, I'm going to get in office and see what I can make out of it.
No, in a, you work for us.
You work for us.
Yeah. They are the servants. We don't treat
them
that way.
We hire them.
They work for us.
But you know what? Here, real quick, because his number yesterday was a little startling. We had cause to talk to O.B. Morgan yesterday.
Who is the... operator of Clayton Mobile Homes
in Iowa, Louisiana.
So, you know, I'm throwing that out there just because he was such a great guy.
Great guy. Helpful. Anyway, he's running for office too, just as James Boswell is for police juror.
I don't think we're allowed to actually.
Well, I'm just saying that he's doing that.
He's participating in the system.
I'm not pushing a vote for anybody. He's not in my district.
You're on the
participation. You got to do something about it.
Politics is a participation sport.
It is. We can't just sit back and watch and be shocked all the time.
Even though I am.
Okay.
And I feel bad for all the innocent people on both sides in Israel.
Yeah, because not everybody's a greedy bastard.
Well, everybody over in the Middle East is going to.
Oh, let's not. We're not.
Yeah,
going
I'm just
back.
Saying. I just feel. Well, I just say. Yeah. I feel bad for those folks over
I do
there.
Too.
And we'll hope that everything.
It's a tragedy.
Comes to a stop.
I feel like it involves the world, as everything does now. However, you got to get through your day, and you need to vote. You got to find your balance, and you got to go vote. And that's not a hard
only
thing to 21% do.
Only 21% in the last.
That was my point. That OB said in the last election, only 21% of the eligible voters actually got out and voted. So what you have in offices, and that's just a microcosm, but what you have in office is based on 21% of the population.
Imagine if we actually knew what the majority. Two
people out of every 10. Gave their
walked
said
into
something,
a room and sang a bar at Alice's restaurant and stepped out.
All right, folks.
If two people, can you imagine?
There is joy in the world, and you've got to take yours with you. So it's portable. You got to just bring it. Bye.
Bye. We'll see you in 2 weeks with death.